Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. As we roll along, we'll have the game for you tonight, Louisville and Maryland. That'll be 5:30 pregame, 7 o'clock with the play-by-play. My headset volume is died there. I don't know what happened. All right, now it's back. So we'll have that for you. We got the women's game tomorrow against Ohio State and a post-game show to go with it. So we'll have all that and, of course, all the championship games this week. So this is one of the smartest moves I've ever seen. I mean, this drives me nuts. Maybe that's better. Yeah, to hell with the 1/4 inch. This partnership that is they announced here, I guess they're going to announce it. Darren Revelle broke it. And I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but I just think it's brilliant that you have DraftKings that has spent, and FanDuel, which has spent all this money on marketing to be first to market. I don't believe either of them are profitable because they've spent so much. What are you working on?
I'm just fixing something on my website.
Oh, okay. You're working on the Crunch Zone over there.
I was doing it during the commercial break, and then I was just finishing what I was.
What do you got? What do you got over there?
Well, I was fixing our transfer portal stuff.
You were lying about people in the transfer portal?
I was lying about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
Who's the best lie I could put out there? Let's not do that.
Yeah, definitely don't do that. But you have DraftKings and FanDuel that has spent all this money to market to gain customers who bet on sports, and now Churchill's just cut this deal with DraftKings that gets all those customers. And it's my understanding is they could also turn around and cut one with FanDuel as well. If they agree to their terms or whatever, but they're going to be able to get a customer base that two companies have spent hundreds of millions of dollars marketing to gain customers. And those customers are just going to be available to bet on horses through there. And I understand. I saw the biggest freezing cold take I have ever seen on the text line. I want to wait till the numbers come out after Derby. I think it's a fake number by somebody who's been blocked.
Oh, it probably is.
Because it's got a 364 area code. I think this is a fake number.
364?
I don't know. I think it's a fake number. And there's no other previous text from it. So it says, y'all act like people outside the state bet on horses. No one cares. DraftKings just wasting money. I live in a different state and no one ever talked to bet on horses. Waste. You have never been more wrong about anything in your life. I don't care what the worst take you've ever had is for this person. This is your worst take. I've taken a picture of this. I will text this number back after the Derby. I'm going to favorite this. And when we see the handle that came in on the Derby from DraftKings,
yes,
and it's millions of dollars,
yes,
you get to say, sorry, I was butt-ass wrong.
Butt-ass wrong.
That's what you get to say. I was butt-ass wrong on this, okay? Because this is going to be the freezing cold. I need to start a file of
this. We probably already know what the out-of-state handle is on the Derby.
But you do know that. But what you don't know is when you've had two companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars marketing to gain customers who aren't interested in sports.
Yeah.
And
we're
not talking about on horse racing. I'm talking about the Derby alone.
Right.
And they may bet on other races, too. Who knows? People get bored and bet pick threes in the afternoon because they got nothing else to do on a Wednesday, and the games don't start till late that night. How do you think Twin Spires makes all the money they make? You know, it's people that do that. So the amount of money now on the, these companies have spent to market, Churchill just gets their customer base.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's, again, whatever opinion you've ever had, you've never been more wrong about anything in your life.
Absolutely.
I promise you. So,
absolutely.
And we'll have numbers. So I've got the screenshot. I'm favoriting it. And I will wait. I'm going to put a reminder note on the Monday after Derby to tell this guy how wrong he was.
Yeah. So
Derby is May 6th. Monday, May 8th.
So live and historical.
Freezing cold take back.
So, yeah, in the second quarter of 2022, $275 million were bet live.
I'm just saying.
138
on TwinSpires.com. Whole new. Forget that. This is an entirely different customer base.
Yeah, totally different. Totally different.
So, yep. I think it's. This is. Man, that's good. So, I've got the note in there. Freezing cold take. Text the freezing cold take back at 9 a.m. on May 8th. So there you go.
Like yesterday, yeah. I got a bonus back from Twin Spires because I hit a pick four over the weekend, right? Yeah. And so they have like this hit it and split it promotion. They put $1,000
in. It actually is what it's called, but yeah.
That is what it's called. The hit it and split.
I know it's what it's called.
You could just say
you got a bonus.
I got the hit it and split it bonus. And it was $22.22. And I was like, well, what can I bet this on right now?
Right.
I got to use my hit it and split it money.
Yeah. Dirk says, y'all act like everyone gambles as much as y'all do. No, but if you don't understand that there is an, you may not do it, but what you're not understanding is how much money
a lot of other people do.
What do you think they're spending all this money marketing DraftKings for?
Right?
You think nobody's signing up? What if they're giving bonuses of like, here's $200 free. You know, right. if somebody scores a point in the game,
your first bet is $1,000
risk free. They're giving you, they're spotting you $500.
You get two chances, $1,000. You get two chances at $1,000.
So okay. You may not do it, but acknowledge the rest of the world is spending money to market as people actually do this. I mean, my God.
Lots of people gamble. Lots of people don't.
Oh, Texas 364 is a Bowling Green area code.
Yeah,
so it could be a legit number. Okay.
I did look that up.
Okay. All right. Texas says, I appreciate the pettiness of me playing the long game. Let's see. Drew playing the long game. I appreciate the pettiness to prove someone wrong 6 months from now with the Derby. You damn right.
Kind of like I did with Tyler Hudson, because when he gets announced as first team offense today in the ACC, I'll bet to say Dieter. Was Tyler Hudson any good?
Okay.
I'll be able to do that.
Okay.
So we have two petty people in here.
Yeah.
One's going to get to the text line.
You think he's getting first team all?
I think he will.
What if
he's
not?
I'm really upset if he gets second. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. Zay Flowers, Josh Downs, and Tyler Hudson. That should be first team all ACC today, I think. And then Yasir should win Defensive Player of the Year tomorrow.
What position is Shipley?
Running back.
Okay, because he catches a lot of balls. So I didn't know if he was officially a running back or what.
Yeah. Shipley is a running back. I mean, I'm trying to think of who, because A.T. Perry had a nice year. Wake Forest did not. I mean, the only thing that's holding Hudson back is he only had two touchdowns.
Zay Flowers,
definitely first team.
Yeah, Hudson's second in the ACC.
Josh Downs, I think, is definitely in that mix. Josh Downs is awesome.
Jared Wayne at Pitt. Let's see. I mean, he was third leading receiver. A.T. Perry at Wake Forest caught 11 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if somebody from Clemson could screw you over, but I don't think so. I think you're safe on Clemson.
Yeah, so Zay Flowers is number one. Tyler's number two. Jared Wayne actually number three, but he missed a game, so his yards per game better
just,
than
but because you know I was just seeing I don't think you're going to get screwed by Clemson. There's not a Clemson receiver that's going to be threatening you at all there, because that people would go by muscle memory
and,
on that.
DJ Uiagalelei, I believe, will go in the portal. Do you want to
be here? It's the same.
Yeah.
I think I do. Yeah, sure, absolutely. Let's give it a try.
And I just don't know.
But I don't know. I don't have any idea if Louisville's attracted to him at all. I mean, this guy was like one of the top players in the country, went to Clemson.
If you had me bet, I would bet he goes to Arizona State and he goes and plays with the offensive coordinator, just took from Oregon down to ASU. Okay. They have a lot of Oregon players are going down to Arizona State in the portal. So I would that's where I would bet DJ Uiagalelei would land. But I would definitely take him here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Texter says, glad the kids are at school. Yeah, that's right. I waited the 9 o'clock hour to say butt ass wrong.
Butt ass wrong.
Yeah, that comes from butt naked last when they were talking about the Olympics that one year. I looked it up. Was it Edwin Moses? He was talking about Carl Lewis, and it was I think it was John Drummond that were they were asking about adding Lewis to the relay, and he's like he finished butt naked last in the 100 meter. No, no,
butt naked last.
Yeah, it's one of the great quotes ever. If you want to get in 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text away the UPS jobs text line 437-9680. You know, we've talked a lot, and I'll try to grab my cord down here about Sidney Curry, and you know when's he going to engage? And you know, Kenny was asked about that yesterday. Now this is low, so James, you're going to have to crank this up. I'll play it from here because I don't know that I saw. I wanted to get the question in there as well. So this is cranked all the way up, and if it's too low, we'll just scrap it. But he was asked about it. Yesterday. I'm not hearing. I'm
nothing.
Not is it playing through there?
Oh, bummer.
Oh, I had it, man.
Yeah, hang on.
Let's try it one again. More time.
It's one of the pots up there on the.
There we go. Nah.
No, it's one of the other ones there. I don't know.
All right.
I'll just leave it plain, and then we'll
just leave it plain.
If you, no, not that one. Let's try another one. No, maybe not.
Different one.
Okay. Oh darn.
really up in the air here.
We ours now. Ours are way too loud. I don't know. One of those pots is this cord, right here, the magic cord, the magic Diener cord, but. Never mind.
We tried.
That's that one. There we go.
Getting up and down the court.
Here, hang on. Now I'll
run it back.
There you go. There you go.
We played enough games where we had less than 10 assists. That's not good enough. It's not good enough.
Here's the question.
Sidney's obviously had his share of struggles to start the year. You mixed up the starting lineup while you were out in Hawaii. I'm curious to get your thoughts on where you think he is physically as well as mentally at this point.
I'd like for him to get in better shape. I like for him to be more aggressive, more assertive. He's done a decent job rebounding the ball, but getting up and down the court, he can be better. And some of that just comes with better conditioning and more of a focus at it. But Sid Curry is a very good basketball player. He's proven that. We need him to be that player for us to win. He can no longer wait for somebody else to do it. He's our leader, one of our three leaders, captains of the team. There's a responsibility with that. He knows, and we expect him to get better at it.
So I agree with everything he says there, and that's what we've been talking about all year. It's nice to him kind of acknowledge that. The only problem, well, the biggest problem I have with that is if you don't like his conditioning, that's your job. That's you have a team of people there from strength coach to like nutritionist to the head coach to put him in. I mean, he doesn't get up and down the court. If he's not getting up and down the court the way you like it, put him on the bench.
Right.
And see if he gets up and down the court faster would be – and you know, to his credit, he did that to bench him in Maui for the game. I don't know. You know, how did he react to that? Has he worked harder in practice the last few days or since they've been back? I don't know. But that's the part of it that I don't really like hearing that, yeah, you want him to be in better shape and he's not that great at getting up and down the court. Put him on the bench if he's not getting up and down the court.
Yeah, and, you know, it sucks because I really like Sidney a lot. Like, I he came in studio, hung out with him, played Papa Shot. Like cool dude. Like Sidney. Saw what he did last year. Had a lot of hope for him this year. But here's the deal. If you show up out of shape to the start of your sport, you can't be a captain.
Yeah.
You just can't be. And that goes for Ballard High School field hockey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it goes. Like, if you aren't in tip-top shape at the start of your season, yeah, you could probably be on the team, but you can't be the captain of this team. That's just the way it goes. I'm sorry. You're a great kid, everything like that, but, like, do your job. That's just what it's expected.
Yeah, we saw what a force he was last year.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the year when he was in shape.
Right. So I hate it for him. You know, and it is on Kenny Payne to get him into shape, but it also has to be on the player. You have to have personal accountability, personal responsibility.
I agree.
And you know, and then if that's not happening, what was the story you tell me about Joby Hall at the break?
Melvin Turpin. They were so concerned about, and Issel could I'm sure knows the story as well. I mean, I know they didn't play at the same time, but Dinner Bell Mel, they had somebody outside his dorm making sure that he wasn't getting pizza delivered.
There it is.
And people were sneaking it in through his window. You know, and they're like, how the hell? I don't know who was the culprit of it, but he would, like, pay managers.
Who's the enabler?
They're like, how is this guy out of shape? We're running him. We see what he eats. And they would, like, literally have, I would hear Joby tell the story that they would have somebody, like, outside his door to guard him from getting the pizzas. And somehow he's getting pizzas, and it turns out, like, somebody was coming in and handing him through the window.
And there are guys that really struggle with that. And I think it's, like, an eating disorder sometimes. I mean, it's probably not that case for Sidney
Curry. No idea. Like, I'm not going to begin to be.
But I know
expert.
Of a football player at Louisville where they would on Friday, the guy would be down. He'd be down all week, Monday through Friday, and then he'd come back on Monday. And this was in the off season.
Yeah.
And it would be like all the work that they had done all week was in the tank.
Yeah.
And they're just so frustrated with him, and he ended up not working out. And I won't say his name, but like it's just. That happens. It happens a lot. And you can guard the door and you can do all that, but eventually it does have to go to personal accountability.
Yeah.
Like, can you, you know, are you focused? Is this what you want to do? Yeah. Do you want to play, be a professional basketball player? And if you do, like, do what's necessary to make that happen for yourself.
Yeah.
So,
now, one thing I did like from Kenny Payne is sort of an explanation of what they're going to do to make the offense better. And here's – I'm going to leave the question with this as well.
The kind of mistakes that you guys are making. What do you see in those turnovers? What can you kind of tell guys about what you're doing and how to fix it?
Well, one is what I'm really trying to do is get them to understand how to play together. When a guy is open, hit him with a pass. In practices, we've been working on 9-10 passes without a dribble. Move the ball. Now let's get into an offensive set. Why would I do that? I want guys comfortable knowing against pressure, I can square up, face you, make a pass, throw it to the outside hand. He can catch the ball, square up. He can find somebody open and make 10 passes. Now let's get into a set so that we become a better passing team. That's one part of it. The other part of it is patience, poise, spacing. Don't get out of control. Don't play too fast in the post where you're driving into traps. So we know in Hawaii teams trapped us from the baseline side. Well, why would we ever spin baseline? We know they're trapping that way. Makes no sense. So having the patience to play that way, and this is new for these guys, and we're learning as we go. So those two areas for me, spacing, limit the turnovers, that could help us tremendously, just that right there. And a lot of the turnovers, I hate to say it, it's not on the defense. It's us. It's self-inflicted.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I think it was part of the question as well, that, you know, 13% of their possessions are unforced turnovers, essentially. I don't know that's the exact term, but they're turnovers that aren't steals.
He's got one point guard.
Yeah, but I like that as, okay, here's how we're going to work on this. Like, that's for once an answer. I go, okay. All right, now I'll look for that tonight. Do they have the spacing? Yeah, I don't know if you're always getting doubled from one side, how in the world that happens more than once. You know, if you're in the post and you're spinning into where you know the double team's coming from.
I mean, yeah.
This is not advanced play calling here. This is have the ball on the block. If I'm on the right side, I know the baseline's to the left. I know the lane is to my right. If the coach tells me it's going to come from the baseline, don't turn to the baseline.
Don't go there.
This is the most basic. Like, you don't have to be a basketball Benny to understand that. And, you know, if they're not listening to that type of message, like, my gosh, I don't know why that would be new. But, again, I like the fact that, okay, I didn't like our spacing. Now we're going to pass the ball 10 times in practice before we shoot. This is, like, one of those first times I've heard, okay, that's how he plans to fix something. You're going to lose money tonight. They're going to cover.
Okay.
The spacing.
That'd be fine.
Yes.
If that would be fine I lose money.
The spacing.
I'm okay.
They're gonna have
with losing
a season
money
tonight. High in assists.
I really am. I hope to lose money. One day I hope that Louisville basketball will show up and take my money. I hope that's what I'm really hoping for. But like, you know, it's frustrating for coaches. You know, David Padgett would tell you, I told Dean Adell that he couldn't move along the baseline, but he still did it.
True.
You know,
and the ref did.
And the ref did.
Twice.
Everybody did it.
Twice.
Everybody. He still did it.
Yeah.
And then Phil Baker yesterday, we were here in the office. He was showing me a play that Jalen Withers had 6 minutes into the Cincinnati game on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. He goes, this is the best move Jalen Withers has ever made on a basketball floor. And he totally whiffed the layup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he did this great step through two defenders, got to the rim. He was totally by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Did hit the rim.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, like they got him where he needed to go.
Yeah,
he
right.
just didn't make the shot.
Not like, a big shot. He missed it. Like,
like
wide right.
Like, that's not a coaching thing. That's a player thing.
Texas
has
Kenny Payne must have watched Hoosiers over the weekend. No, that was four times before they shoot. Texas, what happened to the track shape? I thought he was working out with a track coach. Texas says, how long has Kenny been the coach? Why is he out of shape? Yes, I know. This is. Texas says, I was.
He got him in shape, and now he's not in shape.
The kids at school thing, it wasn't the. They were talking about the hit it and split it thing.
It's a great promotion. That they
simple
had
fix: pass the ball more like Bellarmine. Surely it will take less than a week to get this team to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, how long did it take Bellarmine?
I mean, it's great
to
culture.
That.
Yeah. It's like you come into Bellarmine, it takes a little bit to figure out. I got to do what? How fast?
Exactly. Yeah.
so Bellarmine, I will have that for you tonight as well as they are at UK. Don't know when they landed.
Late yesterday,
I assume. I have no idea.
What do you think? Probably like 10, 11 a.m. And then
I don't know.
Jet lag,
but not
a lot of sleep. I mean,
so we'll see. But
25 and a half is what I saw yesterday. I don't know.
Let's see. Let's check this morning's line because they did barely cover against
UCLA.
I
mean, that's one thing about Scottie
covered
Davenport.
Against Clemson.
They cover. They cover.
It's been some nail biters, although Duke wasn't.
Yeah.
The Clemson game
was close, but they got it done.
Oh, the funniest thing that happened at the Clemson game. The spread was 11 and a half. I'm sitting in the second row. We're within shouting distance of Scotty D. There are two people in said row that have a decent wager on Bellarmine plus 11 and a half. It comes down last possession, and they score to take it from... They were down 12. Again, the spread's 11 and a half. And this is... There's like under 30 seconds to play. So there's going to be no shot. This is it. This is the game right here.
This is it.
If you're betting it, this is the game here because the shot clock is off. So they score and cut it to 10.
Yes.
And at the same time, both guys go, no fouls.
No fouls.
No fouls. No fouls. And sure enough, Clemson dribbles up the court. No fouls, whistle, ball game, backdoor cover.
Why are all those Bellarmine people celebrating?
What are they so happy about?
Why are they celebrating? That's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so strange. Like, I just got beat by double digits on the road.
Yeah, the dozens of Clemson basketball fans.
And the spread is still 25 and a half in favor of Kentucky tonight. But it's cool that UK is playing Bellarmine. It's cool that Louisville played Bellarmine. I mean, it's great that Bellarmine can get these level of games.
That's how you pay the bills.
But they also haven't embarrassed themselves.
Right.
You know, they've covered a lot, and they've
looked good.
They've looked pretty
solid.
Names
up on the ticker a lot, you know? I mean, you got, I think, the greatest compliment ever from Eric Musselman. I'm never playing those guys.
Ever. Not as long as I live. I'm not going to play Bellarmine.
Yeah. And I don't know if I don't think I've even played that quote on the air here, but it's the greatest.
It's been around the internet. I think most people know what you're talking about by now. But, yeah, no, I mean – I won't watch the Bellarmine Kentucky. I'll be at Louisville, Maryland, and hopefully we can turn it around. But we'll be tracking that score for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have it for you tonight right here on ESPN 680. So have all that for you here we are excited to have both the Louisville game tonight and Bellarmine as well. All right, if you want to get in, 267-9680, that's our number to get in. Hey, Underdog Fantasy, I got to see. Did Matt Ryan have an interception last night?
I have no earthly clue.
I've not checked my...
Odds are good. I mean, typically.
Well, you think that.
But they didn't really throw the ball down the field very much.
Let's see. Did he have? Yes, he did. So I had him and I believe under on Najee Harris, who went out with an injury. So I wasn't rooting for an injury to Najee Harris. But yes, I was able to win my pick'em last night.
Lovely.
So there you go.
Lovely.
10 paid 30. There you go. Underdog Fantasy, newest way for you to put your fantasy skills to the test with their pick'em contest. You pick whether your player will have a higher or lower total in a game for a chance to win big. So choose between 2 and 5 player stat totals to build a pick'em entry, and you can win up to 20 times your money. So if you think, you know, player's going to have a bad day or an interception in the case. So I went higher of 0.5 interceptions on Matt Ryan. So that was right. So download the Underdog Fantasy app today and start picking. They even have the one-week fantasy drafts where you can play amongst your friends or let them find the opponent for you. So sign up my promo code Drew. That's D-R-E-W. Sign up with my promo code Drew, and they're going to match your first deposit up to $100. Now, you have to do so in a state where you have where fantasy underdog fantasy is legal. You have to be 18 years of age or older, and you also let's see as I find all the disclaimers here. But it's fun. I even got like Mike Lindsay texting me from Colorado to make a 4-player pick.
He's like addicted.
He loves it. So no, it's been awesome. So if you want to play it again, use my promo Drew. That's DREW. You got to be 18 years older, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Welcome back to the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We got all kinds of things going on tonight. Sound really loud. We got 3 people in the studio, though, so that's you never know what's going to happen. We got the men's game tonight. We'll be on at 7 o'clock, 5:30 with the pregame. Tomorrow night, we got women's basketball back in action on 93.9 The Ville. 7:30 tip against top 5 opponent, Ohio State. And then, of course, we also have Bellarmine and UK tonight on ESPN 680 and 105.7. So we've got Steve Rummage in here.
Yeah.
He's ready for trivia.
It's good to be here. Uh-huh. It's good to be here. Is my microphone on?
Yeah, it is.
It's okay. All right. It's working. Yeah. I never know with Nick. Yeah.
Because we have swapped out Nick here on the board for his trivia. So.
Yeah, I never really know, so I always like to double check.
I always like the tension between the two of you, you know, and the ability to just throw to break when he gets really mad.
Yeah.
The sexual tension is very, very
well, live. Well, I wasn't going there.
Slice it with
just,
a knife.
Just job tension was
a little bit of everything. You mix it all together.
Yeah. All the tension.
Steve's
always like, play rap music, Nick, and then he finds like some Weird Al polka rap music.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you wanted an 8-bit version of Journey's Don't Stop Believing? That's what I heard.
It's awesome. Not on Big Ten Championship Week, okay?
Sorry. All right. Fair enough. Tensions are high. That's fine.
Chill out.
We know we're rubbish.
Especially with an unsettled quarterback
position
now. You know, it's very, a lot of stress on the man.
Well, you know where I would like to be, Mark? I would like to be in Charlotte.
Me too. Lamar Jackson could get to Charlotte.
Unfortunately, I would have to go to Indianapolis to watch the conference championship.
Yeah, it's the closest one. So, all right.
Good luck.
By the way, it's okay for Cards fans to cheer for Purdue.
No, we want.
Doesn't
no,
mean need, they're not.
Purdue
it's not
to
huge,
win this
like,
game. It'd be great.
I, that drives me crazy now that like you have a section of the fan base that like doesn't want Jeff Brohm to do well. I don't understand that. He's they're the Brohm family.
He
my
is
God,
still Jeff Brohm who played yeah. here. Like, yeah, no, absolutely. I do agree with that. I mean, I like to make
nuance.
My jokes,
yeah.
but I'm.
I mean,
yeah.
It's okay if you want on Saturday if you wanted Louisville and Purdue to win. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like I don't like I don't, you know, it's just I don't understand that section of the fan base.
It's also okay to beat your rival.
It was Indiana.
The old Oaken Bucket.
It was Indiana.
It's Kentucky.
I mean, you make a point.
They were 6-win team going into the game. I don't know what
I surrender. They lost to Vandy.
I surrender.
But at least Vandy looked good against Tennessee. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got here? We got trivia and stuff
and ambiance.
Ooh. Yeah. All right. That's pretty much it, right? Those are the elements. Trivia, I mean, ambiance.
That was good.
I talked to Process last night, actually. He was on his break from his like TV job.
Really?
And we just shot the spit, talked a little bit about, you know, he was watching the football game, and he has a rooting interest because there's a Eagles pick involved somehow, and then...
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm sure it affects the Eagles draft order. By the way, is the Russell Wilson trade going to go down like the Herschel Walker trade is one of the worst ever?
Oh.
Because, I mean, they're going to get like the third pick in the draft.
I know. It's the worst, man. And people hate him.
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, Broncos country. Let's ride.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you're a Seattle fan, you are laughing your ever-loving butt off right now.
Tremendous.
What's his nickname now? Sierra. Mr. Unlimited or something like that? Like, there was like this TikTok of him just, God, it's...
Yeah. Sierra it's ruined him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
God and Sierra.
Yeah.
Like, he's one that tried to go the evangelical route, and it did not work. It was not
that.
Yeah, it was not
a
good
Aaron
idea.
And Rodgers with Blue of Earth and his psychedelic drugs. All the Packers fans are like, what happened to our team? Like, your quarterback's doing psychedelic drugs.
Yeah. And
that'll
he's
do
possessed
it.
By a witch.
Yeah. How did you think this was going to go?
Why did you not throw over there? Well, didn't you see the pit in the middle of the field?
Yeah,
like, okay.
By the way, it's going to get worse. First for Denver, they play at Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona. Now they do it two games against the Rams. They play Kansas. So they had Kansas City twice, Baltimore, Arizona, two games against the Rams. But the Rams might be able to beat them at this rate.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams still got.
They are going to get a much better pick than they could have possibly thought they were going to get.
Yeah.
And they're not pathetic. That's the thing.
No.
Yeah.
He's probably coach of the year. All right, what do we got?
All right, let's start up with we'll start in the NFL. Benny Snell. Sorry, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, played last night.
Snell, yeah. He had the game-winning TD, I think, for Pitt. It was the game-winning TD, yeah.
The Steelers, right. We call them.
Yeah. It was his first of the season.
Uh-huh.
Lamar obviously has the most of the local alums. He's got 17 TDs this season.
Okay.
But of all the local alma maters we care about, this includes U of L, UK,
Western.
IU, Western, and Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Which local alum has scored the second most TDs?
Not thrown.
This season?
Scored.
Scored. I just said
not
scored.
Not thrown.
I just
not
said scored.
A passing TD. Okay.
I just said I
just,
scored.
Just
yeah.
making sure.
Hey.
Is Rondale Moore?
Rondale Devante?
I don't know how many touchdowns Rondale had. Let's see.
No, Randall Cobb's not that good anymore.
Parker maybe has two-ish.
Maybe three. Maybe.
Rondale wouldn't have more than that. Actually, is he even playing right now?
He's
Did
injured.
He get hurt?
Yeah,
he
got hurt. Yeah, they got everybody hurt, wide receiver.
But, anybody, but before Indiana that, have anybody?
That's a good question. I can't. IU receivers for 1,000. Go.
Yeah,
Jack?
I don't know.
Probably White. White receivers. They got a lot of. It's like weird.
Well, Tyler Higbee.
Yeah.
From Western.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the Rams.
He's
got caught a lot of
year,
balls,
though.
But I don't know if he's had. No, he had a bad game last week. He's had a huge year. He's had an enormous year. He's had a bad game last week.
Okay. Now, I just said scored. So there could be cute quarterbacks involved in
no,
this.
No, no, no. That's why I asked you that.
Okay.
That's not a touchdown scored.
I have
touchdown thrown.
They're touchdowns responsible for?
Okay,
is that what we're asking?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, total touchdowns.
So,
but, okay, if
it,
you,
oh,
I've
Jeff,
got the answer
Jeff,
for
the
both.
Patriots
I've got the answer for both, so
okay.
That's fine.
So
what's Mike White?
Mike White.
Or Zappe.
But Zappe played more games.
Yeah, Zappe.
It's probably Zappe. We'll go with Zappe then.
All right, Zappe, yeah, that's right. He had five. Teddy had three. Mike White White has three. Now, if you guys want to go for the non-quarterback total,
the touchdown scored. Which
touchdown
is the way it's
scored. I have that. I have that. I've got that stat too.
I'd probably say Devontae or Rondo. I don't know. Wandale had a nice Wandale before
he played like one game though. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
He had a massive game.
Devontae or Higbee.
I know the only reason I would say Devontae is because I know he's had like I can visualize his.
Yeah.
I can't the other ones. So
let's go Devontae then. All right, so you got the first one.
Yeah.
You missed the second one. Bailey Zappe does have five touchdowns
thrown.
Raheem Mostert. Of Purdue has three.
We should have known.
On the ground. How in the world did you miss that?
We should have.
Where were you on that?
Yeah,
you're clearly
known.
Not
you
focused
there.
I know.
On Big Ten title week. You were clearly not focused.
We had issues. Come on.
Now I use Nick Westbrook has two. Rondale Moore, Devontae Parker, Randall Cobb, Wandale Robinson, and Tutu Atwell.
Each have one.
All have one. Tyler Higbee doesn't have one yet.
Mm-hmm. He's caught a ton of passes.
He has. But he hasn't found. I was surprised by that too.
Yeah.
All right. Despite getting gifted not one but two penalties from the Steelers last night, Matt Ryan, Jonathan Taylor fumbled the ball, killed a prime scoring drive. Which player has the most all-time fumbles in the NFL with 166?
That's a good one.
Yeah, because, I mean, that could be a really good player.
It probably has to be a really good player because you wouldn't tolerate it.
Probably like Adrian Peterson.
Or Barry Sanders. I mean, he was so bad on the goal line, you know.
Well, play a
it's
like Brett Favre and Hicks.
Adrian Peterson played a long time.
Yeah, he did.
He did have a long career, yeah.
Emmett fumble? He didn't fumble much.
No, that's where my mind directly went to was Emmett, but I'm like, I don't.
Tony Dorsett? Quarterback. It's probably a quarterback, actually. It's probably a quarterback because they get the ball out, knocked out a lot.
Yeah.
That's true.
You're right.
Favre?
Favre would be
interceptions. Yeah. I don't think it's the fumbles with him.
It'd be Brady.
I think you're right with the quarterback.
Yeah,
though.
It could be Brady. Could be Peyton.
There's another Bart Starr. Johnny Unitas.
Trying to think of. Man, you're right. It takes longevity because you would not tolerate it. Everybody else is.
Brady has played a long time,
but he's. I don't know if I think of him as a fumbler. He's always carrying on fourth and short.
I know.
He'd probably have it if they actually called some of the fumbles actual fumbles.
I'll give you a hint. Brady has the most of all the active players, but is not the answer.
Okay.
So all time.
Okay, so it's not an active player. Okay.
Tony Dorsett.
Because.
Man.
I don't know.
I still think it's a quarterback.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I don't know. And I don't think it's.
John Elway. I don't know.
Could be.
John Elway's not a bad one. That's pretty good, actually, because he's a runner. You know, he likes to move.
I don't think we're going to be mad if we miss him.
John Elway's good.
That's a good guess. He's ninth, I believe, all time. It was Brett Favre.
Wow.
166.
He threw a lot of interceptions and fumbled.
Wow.
Yeah. They're not all fumbles lost. You know, like sometimes you
fumble
back.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wow, I'm surprised at that.
But
he's responsible for a lot of turnovers.
It's like 60 more than second place. That's the thing. Like,
really?
That dude, loved giving the ball to other people.
Oh, my God.
He was very charitable in that. Yeah. Not so much in real life.
Kept both teams in the game.
Not really with public.
Not terrible. Do we hate Brett Favre?
He's like stealing from charities now. Yeah,
Wranglers.
He's kind of lame.
Let's be honest. Wranglers.
Oh, we'll debate that after the show.
Hey, it is Giving Tuesday, by the way.
That is true. Yeah,
I was trying to come up with it. Has got me. The Humane Society poster dog's got me. I'm giving you. I mean, I got my dog, Humane Society. That little thing that looks at you on the billboards and social media. Humane Society, great casting. You're getting my money.
Got
today.
A perfect dog.
Yeah,
he is adorable. That is true. I was trying to come up with a question about that, but I couldn't because I'm a selfish person.
About the. This dog's ugly.
About,
it's cute.
I mean, about what? Giving.
The biggest charitable gift of all time.
Yeah.
There you go. Warren Buffett.
There you go. You just had it there. Who's the most charitable quarterback?
That's really good. Yeah. The most charitable quarterback. There you go.
It was
Brett Favre. Interceptions and fumbles.
You actually had the answer. You just didn't know it.
Your services are no longer needed. Yeah, thank you.
Only a question you had recently asked.
We'll come up with questions.
Matched that description.
It was like Jeopardy. Like, you guys come up with the question. I had the answer. All right, So this story cracked me up because it's a matter of time before it happens in my family's house.
Okay.
A man was arrested for firing a shot at his stepfather and stepsister after a Monopoly game got heated over the weekend. The headline was that the get-out-of-jail-free card is not going to help him, which I thought was pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
All right, 1950, the original game, so I'm not saying like a novelty one, like an NFL-themed one. The original game came out with 10 pewter tokens. These tokens remain pretty much unchanged until the late 90s. Can you give me six of them?
The tokens, you mean like the
little pewter, right, the little...
So the car.
So like the hat, right?
The hat for sure.
The little thimble.
Nice. Yeah, you got three.
The battleship? I feel like the battle.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's four.
How many is that? Four?
Four? Yeah.
Wait, is there a dog?
There's a dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Scotty dog. A cowboy. Yeah. But I don't think cowboys used it.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
All right.
Yeah. Right. Can you get the last four?
I mean, why are there 10? Are 10 people playing Monopoly at the same time?
That's
what I'm saying.
That's why people are getting shot. Yeah. Like, that's very clear.
Options.
Yeah.
Have you ever finished a game of Monopoly?
Ooh.
Like twice in my entire life.
Do you know where all the streets are named after? Do you know what city they're from?
No, I don't know.
Atlantic City.
West Lafayette. I was like, that's a really good one. That's a really good one. Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to sit here and silence for the rest
that
of
was a good one.
Show.
That's a walk-off.
No,
welcome
Atlantic
aboard.
City, yeah, Jersey.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
That's great.
Gosh, that was
that's why
good.
It's called Boardwalk. Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Good that knowledge out of you.
All
good.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, since you know Atlantic City, I'm going to give you three properties. You guys tell me what color they are.
Oh,
on
yeah. That's okay. Good.
Okay.
Boardwalk's blue, and so is Park Place. So.
Yeah.
There you go. Pacific, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania.
North Carolina's
blue.
Blue, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
No. Yeah.
Pacific? Or is it red?
Wait.
Pacific is green, right?
Yes. Pacific is green. What was the other city?
North Carolina. Just tell me what the set is.
Oh. Yeah, green.
Yeah. Good job. Okay. That was good. Okay. Yeah. Wow. You guys got that pretty easy.
Oh, I thought it was three different colors.
Yeah, I did too.
I could. Yeah. Okay. Next time I'll do
because
I'll
it was worded that way.
Yeah. I was like, oh. Okay.
Wait. Well, okay. I said what color? No, I meant like what? Damn it!
All right. Surprise! I said it was worded. Say black and gold.
Black and gold.
Black and gold.
I did tell Nick. Oh, I'm sorry. I like winning so much. Yeah, God. Yeah.
Boo this man.
Such a loser.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Random geography. Which hemisphere has the largest population? You got a 1 in 4 chance.
Which hemisphere?
Yeah.
I mean, where are there four? Asia
I thought it was north and
northern and southern. Is there an eastern hemisphere?
I mean, yeah, northern and southern, right? It's the north.
I don't think there's four. There's four. Eastern and western hemisphere, yeah.
Wherever northern, Asia southern. Is, where's Asia?
Yeah, but there's...
Like, wouldn't that okay. be...
No, this
I don't think there's an eastern...
There is an eastern... Okay. The prime meridian. It cuts it into...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the equator.
Whatever Asia's in.
That would be
and
the...
Russia. And Russia.
The east.
Yeah.
What, that's north.
The northeast.
North.
I don't...
The northeast. If,
here's the thing, Nick.
Do we get all
if
of the north?
Four.
You get all the north.
You get
all the east. You get all the west. You get all
north
the south. East,
then it's the north. Like, because you're not understanding, Nick. There's four quadrants here. You can't just have... Like,
I guess if you get the east, you get the northern and southern portion of the east
exactly,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, then the north.
This like... I'm really surprised. I thought this was easy.
Whichever one Asia is in.
Yeah.
Northern. Can we... Is it? I mean, couldn't it be part of two? Couldn't that be part of the northern and the eastern? Or
okay, so you're basically eastern. You're cutting the globe into halves. Like,
fourths.
Yes.
No.
You said there were
no.
You said there are fours.
Yeah. No, there's four, hemispheres, but the shape is, okay, if I cut through the equator, you have
percent?
A top and bottom. If I cut right down the middle with the prime meridian, you have a left and a right.
Okay.
So
okay.
Is it the top, the bottom, the left, or the right?
Okay, the east and the north. I don't know what you're asking me.
They're generally considered to be four hemispheres.
Holy
northern, southern, eastern, and western.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
southern,
so
eastern,
or western. So there really are four hemispheres.
Okay. Yes.
Eastern.
Okay, well, we've covered that at least. All right, that's good.
Do we think... I don't even know where the eastern hemisphere starts and ends. Do you know?
Okay. So
eastern probably starts at the... At the border of like Hawaii.
Do you guys know where the prime meridian is?
No, that way.
I don't get there as often as I like.
It's basically it goes through like England. Okay? So everything to the left of England, like America and South America, all like
that's the west.
Yeah.
And then you really, Eastern Hemisphere.
Eastern.
Just go Eastern.
Yeah, you're confusing me.
Yeah.
You really sound like Mark Blankenbaker telling us all to roll in the same direction while pissing on Kenny Payne in the same sentence. So it's very confusing right now as to what you're wanting me to do.
Listen, I will pick up my oars when Kenny Payne picks
up
his.
Fleck over here.
I couldn't figure it out.
If Kenny Payne decides he wants to row, I'll start rowing. How about that?
I was just confused.
I'm not rowing this boat by myself.
I was in the car, and I was rowing, then I threw one out the door, and then I started rowing again.
I'll motorboat.
Yeah.
I'll motorboat Kenny Payne. He starts rowing the boat.
Well, I paid $5,200.
I don't want to watch you motorboat Kenny Payne.
I paid $5,200 to do that, so, and it's the best investment I've ever made in my life. Ever. So, phenomenal.
You paid $5,200 to motorboat who?
My wife, Drew.
You didn't get the plastic.
I get it.
I missed it.
I was an investor.
I thoroughly missed that.
Eastern Hemisphere. Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Nothing's going to.
You say north, I'm going to come in there and punch you right in the face.
All right. It's a date. Get over here.
I mean, good Lord.
It's the Northern Hemisphere. It's got 90% of the population. It has China. It has America. It has all of Europe. A good portion, I think, if not all, of Russia.
What is in the Eastern Hemisphere, then?
China and Australia.
Which is also in the Northern Hemisphere.
No, it's not! No. Australia isn't in the Northern Hemisphere. It's in the South.
You just said... Okay, never mind. Did you not say China? Did you not say China?
Yes, because it was accurate. And you chuckleheads can't figure out the shapes of America.
Okay, the globe. Yeah.
In history.
Okay.
Listen, you
guys are seriously some of the smartest guys at the station.
You ruin two shows a day. Please don't do it to Drew's. Okay? Please don't do it to Drew's as well. Let's move on.
That's hilarious. All right, what do we
got? At least we got the motorboating sound bite. It wasn't a total loss.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Cards face Maryland tonight. Which Terp alum averaged the most points in the NBA, boasting an 18.1%?
Steve currently or all time?
All time.
Steve Francis.
What alum has the highest points average in the NBA?
Who were the
18.1 points per game.
Nobody else on that team.
Well, yeah, not
Steve,
that.
Like Steve Blake, he wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I mean, they won that title with nondescript players. They didn't have a single McDonald's All-American on that team.
Yeah.
Francis just gunned, but there's I don't know if
Lonnie
he averaged.
Baxter was the big man, yeah.
What's the other greatest Terps?
I don't know.
Is there somebody we're forgetting? Okay, in the NBA, not in college, right?
NBA.
Okay, the highest bias would be.
Walter Berry was good. Well, he was there. No, was he there? Or was that St. John's? Maybe he was St. John's. Great.
Terp is a total turtle.
That's great. Doesn't help us with the 18-point average.
Thank you, Mark.
There's Steve Francis, the only kind of.
Yeah.
In the NBA, I
probably
remember
shot 30%,
that was.
But
yeah.
Terp in the Northern Hemisphere.
Stop it.
Steve Francis. We're going with Stevie Francis.
Good job, guys. Yeah. Good job. Oh, man. That was awesome. All right. World Cup trivia.
Oh, God.
Steve?
Yeah. Let's go.
What country's nickname is the Three Lions?
I'm out. That was fun.
Three Lions. I'm soccer fans are screaming at the radio
three
right now.
Three Lions of Monaco.
No, I think it's like a major team or maybe a country. Yeah.
It's a team that's won the World Cup before.
Yeah.
America's familiar with them.
Great Britain. I don't know.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Good job. England. All right. Boasting a total gross of $512 million, almost $513 million. What Christmas movie has grossed the highest
Home Alone.
Of all Christmas movies?
Home Alone.
That's second. No.
Okay, hang on. The Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, but it didn't grow. But it became more of a cult classic afterwards.
Yeah.
Elf, maybe?
Elf.
Home Elf Home is 2? A good one.
Home Alone 2?
Elf, I think, is in the
Christmas
top
Vacation.
10.
Die Hard, because we know that's a Christmas movie, right?
Die Hard.
Christmas Vacation.
Ooh. Die Hard is not included in this list.
Christmas Vacation, I got to watch it.
That's top five.
But was it grossing? Like,
yeah, it's
going
to have to
the
be
theater.
Something probably.
Polar Express?
It grossed $512 million.
I think it might be Polar
That's
Express.
A good one.
What's that? I mean, you got to think about, like, price of tickets and it was 3D.
Polar Express.
That's a good one.
That's not it. I'm going to let you guess again. I don't even think that's in the top 20.
Regis should have been more like you, because that's really good. More people would win. Regis would have just looked and said,
that guess is terrible. Try again. For all our sakes.
Red-Nosed Reindeer? Frosty Snowman?
I don't.
Elf was great.
Wait a minute. Home Alone was a good guess. Home Alone 1 and 2 are in that top 5.
My favorite one, Scrooged, by the way.
That's a good movie.
But, I mean, what about, like, some of the all-time ones? Like, Miracle and...
Yeah, but It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Life. Yeah.
But Miracle on 34th Street...
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. That's a pretty good guess.
But not right. But what is it?
It's The Grinch.
The animated one?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to beat that.
Damn. Yeah, that was a good one.
It's hard to beat that. That's good. It's a good question.
Polar Express wasn't in the top 10?
No, Mark.
I don't think it was.
Not in the top 10. What was 3? Home Alone 2?
3, yeah. I think I think it was Home Alone 2 was second. Home Alone was,
Confession,
was 3.
Never seen Home Alone. Seen parts of it.
Really?
Never seen it.
It's a good one.
Class ever seen?
Definitely worth it this holiday season.
Cool.
All right, one more. Babu Natale and La Bufana are Christmas characters in what country?
I hate you.
Italy.
There you go. Ended on a walk off. How you doing? Good job, guys.
Sometimes you handicap the questioner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All good. Right. Well, that was fun. That was good. Now we learned a lot about
only 5,200.
What's that?
Yeah, it was it. Yeah, if you ever want to think about that.
Yeah,
if you want to think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, how many yards Aiden O'Connell threw.
A walk-on quarterback and running back.
Oh, so Jeff Brohm hasn't recruited a quarterback either.
Yeah, they lost him. So, okay, you now you're gonna make me be mean and ugly.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna have to be like, well, some coaches can actually scheme, you know.
Oh, thank God!
I'm sorry, Rocco. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's on Mark.
I gotta separate these.
That's on Mark. Yeah. That's not on me. Yeah,
poke the bear. You poke the bear.
It's not on me.
We had an eruption today.
Oh,
we have a poking of the bear.
Man.
That was terrific, by the way.
What city are all the streets in West Lafayette?
That was great.
Whoa, mm-hmm.
That was fun.
And you motorboated Kenny Payne.
Yeah.
On that note, a reminder: we'll have
if he starts rowing, maybe he can get motorboat.
Are you? What, you're PJ Fleck now. I mean, you're now PJ Fleck. Row the boat. Row the boat.
Row in the right direction.
Pick up the oars, KP. Yeah.
Where's your oar?
Yeah.
It's in the car.
Kentucky's foot on my throat, and I'm rowing. Thank you, Stoops. Can I have another?
Get me out of here.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.